Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Kick off NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Join today. Get started with $150 in free bets guaranteed. All you got to do is place your first $5 bet. Sign up with promo code 2400 to get in on the action, and then you can turn game day into payday all season long. And the best part, take that $150 in free bets. There's big games every weekend, ones you'll have big opinions on, and you can get on your way. Play your way. Bet on more than just the final score. Wager on everything from touchdowns to total yards to catches. You name it, FanDuel's got more markets than anybody. You can even combine your bets for a chance of a bigger payout with a same-game parlay. Don't fumble your chance to get $150 in free bets, win or lose, with promo code 2400. Make every moment more with FanDuel, the official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 and up in select states. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued non-withdrawable. Free bets that expire in 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms. Sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Virginia. 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 in Arizona. 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789 in Tennessee. 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming or visit www.1800gambler.net in West Virginia.
All right, let's take a deeper dive into QB1. Okay, Dan, Justin Fields, every week we're going to take a detailed look into his performance yesterday. Pretty much it was trash. He said it, not us, and we just agreed with him. What was your defining moment for Justin Fields against the Texans?
Yeah, Monday's trash day in my neighborhood, so I took Justin's, I took Justin's performance out to the curb when I pulled into the driveway last night. I said, let me leave this here for them. They can get rid of this. I don't want to smell it inside my house because it was pretty bad. And listen, David, the rewatch of this football game from the Bears passing offense side of things was an eyesore. It was so disheartening to see the number of difficulties they had. The defining moment for me is the first interception. It's a play that is schemed up to get a big gain completion to a wide open tight end down the seam on your first read. And Justin, by his own admission, just missed the throw. It's a very inaccurate throw that safety Jalen Petrie gets under and intercepts. And it's just troubling because it's a moment where you have your opportunity as a quarterback to move the chains, to get the offense in a rhythm. And you've got a guy wide open, one of your favorite targets. We talked about highlighting your skill. Okay, here he is, Cole Kmet down the middle open, and you misfire that badly. That set the tone for a lot of the day that followed. And they just never really got on track after that. And it's just, again, first read, wide open receiver. You cannot miss the guy by 3 yards.
It was so messy. I feel like we should be wearing gloves and or a mask.
Hazmat suit.
Then people couldn't hear us, so that's not a good idea. All right, my defining moment was provided for us, and I think that basically Luke Getsy helped us identify it. And that was in the, I guess it would be the second series of the second quarter, and the Bears have the ball at the 10-yard line. There's still 11:47. Left in the second quarter, relatively early in the game, but relatively defining because Luke Getsy looked at what was happening and told us basically, we don't trust our quarterback this deep in our own territory. And if he wasn't saying that with his words, he certainly did so with his actions. Three straight running plays, handoff to Khalil Herbert, handoff to Khalil Herbert, shotgun snap to Justin Fields, draw play to Treston Ebner, punt. So I think that, to me, that defined how the day would go and told us what direction to look. And that would be, you know, who's getting the handoff, not watching Justin Fields develop as a passer. They took the ball out of his hands. And I think kind of the wind out of his sails, if you will, because this is something that defined how little faith they have in him at this stage of his career. Maybe that's overstating it and too early in the game to identify it, but you saw the same type of behavior or reaction to late in the first half when they misused their timeouts and they really didn't trust Justin Fields in that situation. So the lack of trust to me was as defining as anything, because it's one thing for us to draw conclusions and to speculate about how much they believe in a quarterback and how much this or how much that. It's another thing to look at how they call the game and how that reflects their own faith in a player. And I think in this case, it was the defining moment for me on Sunday.
Yeah, you sat up in the jury box, also known as the press box at Soldier Field, and the verdict you came to after the game is that they don't trust their passing offense. I'm with you. I think it's a unanimous verdict in that regard. The question is, why should they trust their passing offense, right? And that would be the retort from Luke Getsy, Matt Eberflus, and the coaching staff is that, man, we don't know what we can rely on in the passing offense. So, yeah, we don't trust it, and you don't trust it either because you've watched the same things we've watched, you know, for the last 3 weeks that we can't hit even the easy ones, and that's a problem.
All right, our next category is on the bright side. Did you see anything on the bright side for Justin Fields?
Well, I thought it was interesting. Mark Potash, friend of the podcast, asked Justin directly in the post-game news conference what possibly he could draw from that game to be encouraged by as he went home. You always want to have something, right, that you put in your back pocket and say, well, I'm encouraged by that. And Justin's answer was pretty basic. He said, I like the way I hung strong in there, and ultimately we won, right? And so on the bright side, the Bears won. And so the fact that this football team can win a game, even against a lowly opponent, when their passing offense looks that awful, you know, it's a small silver lining. Listen, it's not a big enough silver lining to push away the storm clouds that you and I are talking about in this segment. But I think there is something to just winning through moments like that. Now, you would want your game-winning drive to be better than 4 plays, 0 yards, right? Like you don't want to rely on your defense to give you the ball inside the red zone. And then you just kick a chip shot field goal. And Justin had moments in the fourth quarter to redeem himself and lead a game winning drive in the fourth quarter and didn't do it. It's a small one. I know I'm grasping, but that's my defining moment is just from, my on the bright side is what Justin is feeling on the bright side as he leaves the stadium on Sunday.
You kind of have to be grasping at this point. I think my only on the bright side would be intangible as well. I think I'll try to tie two things together. Number one, Matt Eberflus called it resiliency, and he was talking about his football team, but I think it was represented best in his quarterback. Justin Fields does epitomize that resilience that you want in a football team, and he had to have it, and he's going to have more because I think it's going to get tougher and harder before it gets easier. And so I guess on the bright side, I'd have to take a step back and then take another step back and zoom out, not just at what the Bears are doing, but what's going on around the league. And a year ago at this time, and I am making the comparison, I've talked about it on the radio. I don't know if it makes any sense or not, but Jalen Hurts was getting booed in Philly, and he was looking like a guy who was very limited in his growth, stunted in his development. And he's very similar in terms of a skill set to Justin Fields. Let's hope so, at least in Chicago. And I think that when you see the way that he has developed into what I think after three games is a legitimate MVP candidate, a Pro Bowl candidate, if at very least, and it is very early in the season. My point is that a year ago, there were a lot of questions about Jalen Hurts that sounded very much like the kind of questions we're asking about Justin Fields. Is he a good fit for this offense? Can he really throw the ball down the field? What about him as a pocket passer? A year later, it looks like he's answered those questions with a resounding yes. Now, I qualify this. He's got the best offensive line in the league. They went out and they got A.J. Brown. They got Devontae Smith, who's a terrific pass catcher. They've got a tight end who's making an impact. The coach, there's a symmetry there that works for them. But I do think that if you're looking for bright spots, you have to look around the league to find examples of quarterbacks who can overcome tough second years.
Yeah, Justin's patience is going to be tested this year. His mental fortitude is going to be tested this year. There's still 3.5 months to go in this season for him to go through a lot of bumps and bruises and figure out how he picks himself back up and hopefully becomes one of these, you know, bounce back stories that we're talking about in 2023. Certainly, Sunday had so much ugliness that yeah, you and I are left to grasp for small things like we just grasped for.
Okay, the next category, and I'm reminding you that this is a podcast, not a documentary, and we only have so much time allotted to, but the category is uh-oh.
Okay, so here are my uh-oh moments. I'm going to start with the first snap of the game, a mishandled quarterback-center exchange between Sam Mustipher and Justin Fields, and it was just that kind of day where even the easy stuff was difficult for the Bears. They got a first-drive manufactured touch for Darnell Mooney, and they throw it out to the slot on the left, and it gets knocked down by a cornerback in the backfield, deflected, right? They tried to throw that swing pass that I mentioned before to Treston Ebner, and it's an easy completion to a running back. That's not an easy completion. It's an incompletion. They've got another pass to Mooney late in the first half that he drops. There were so many things in the third quarter. There's a pass, Justin, on a play-action rollout to his right. Doesn't have his first read there for him. It looks like he doesn't have a second read there for him, but he still has Jake Tongues wide open, 13 yards down the field over the middle, and he misses him by 3 yards. And so even these easy plays aren't easy for them. And I hear all this criticism of the game that Luke Getsy called and all the things that they're doing to handcuff Justin. And you go back through the video and you say, look, Luke Getsy set him up for a dozen easy completions. Justin finished the day with 8 total completions on the day. And so the ugliness, David, none of the easy stuff came easy, which only makes the difficult stuff more difficult.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The uh-oh for me were the 2 botched snaps, and I know that you touched on those, but I think that because, and they're related to the missed stationary throws, the easiest pitch and catch you're going to have for a quarterback. I just feel like when you have such a small margin for error, you cannot allow the simple things to get in the way and to interfere with your progress. And right now, the simple things are impeding his progress. The center quarterback exchange has got to be something that's second nature and is not, you only have 62 snaps this game. You only had 41 last game. You can't waste a play when you're trying to, you know, develop as a quarterback. And I think those fumbled snaps, you can, I don't care whose fault it is, fix it because they're wasted plays. So are the botched side screens or bubble passes. You know, those can't be tipped. Those can't be dropped. Those can't be overthrown. That's the easiest pass you're going to make as a quarterback. It should be close enough to make it an egg toss. So you shouldn't be able to botch that. And so when you look at the number of moments that happened, you start to say, uh-oh, what's going on here? Because it's hard enough to do the things that are hard in football,
yeah,
to make the tough read and to make the tight window and all of those things that come with taking that next step. You've got to take, as James Lofton called it, you got to hit the layups.
Yep.
And he missed the layup to Cole Kmet, and he missed other layups to Darnell Mooney. And so we were saying uh-oh a lot, and we don't have enough time to get into all the examples, but just look at 62 snaps, and I think about 5 or 6 of them were wasted ones.
Look, I felt like I was back in a time machine to my young days as a reporter covering Upstate 8 Conference football. I was like, we're Bonzi Valley Bartlett with some of the basic mistakes being made in the passing game. Shout out to the Warriors, who I used to cover back in the day, but it was ugly in that regard. You gave me a good idea, though. When the Take the North brand expands and we start doing documentaries up the road, we've got a good one from week 3 of the 2022 season. We'll call it the A word. We'll take a deep dive into everything that went wrong in that performance and how it foreshadowed the future for the Chicago Bears. Maybe that's a good documentary.
Always looking ahead. Okay, last category, big number.
My big number is 1. That is the number of possessions that the Bears had on Sunday in which they completed multiple passes. Whoa. 12 possessions, David, in a 2022 NFL game, and they didn't have their first series with multiple completions until the fourth quarter. It was their only series with multiple completions. I mean, I saw the look on your face here. I wish you could put that into words for the audience that we have here.
That's stunning. I mean, in today's NFL, you're not playing college football. You're not in the Big Ten anymore. You're not playing Army, Navy, or Air Force. This is the NFL. Wow.
Yes.
That's a stunning number. Okay, that's a big number, a good one. See, I cannot top that. There's no way I can top that. But mine would be 45 because it's related to that. That's the number of passes the Bears have attempted through three games. I know there are sacks involved. I know there probably were more passes called that were converted into runs. But 45 passes in three games for a National Football League team in 2022 is ridiculous. But I don't mean it in a good way, Jeff Joniak fans. It is ridiculous that you have a passing game that primitive and you can't throw the ball down the field any better than the Bears appear to be able to throw the ball down the field. So my big number is 45, and not that you have to get pass happy. I know they're playing to the strengths. I can argue all week long if you want on the Mullenhaw Show why that makes sense for this football team to win more games, but you've got to at some point in time test your quarterback more than he's being tested and find that happy medium, and they're still striving to find it.
297 passing yards for Justin Fields through three games.
Whew. That's like a Patrick Mahomes Sunday afternoon against a good team. And that's
yeah, through three quarters, yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.